Thursday with a four-game slate here on the Sportsline DFS podcast. And if you've listened to us on short slates before, you know this is not my favorite type of slate. But I'm pretty excited about this one. We've got a plan of action today, Mike McClure.
We do. And you get an extra hour when lineups lock tonight. It's going to be 8:05 Eastern instead of 7:05. So we're definitely going to have the lineups from all the teams here. Get to watch some of the weather. There's a little weather concern in the Chicago game, but this is a really fun slate. A lot of firepower offensively for only four games on the slate.
And it is interesting. You and I both send in picks to Sportsline at the beginning of the day, and then we'll send our lineups a little later, and people can go to sportsline.com, subscribe for just $1 for the first month, and get lineups from Mike and from me. Mine's more of a contrarian angle. You know, the type that would take Jacob deGrom, be right, and then see him get hurt and it not matter. Anyway, Mike, the three names you sent in today, ridiculous.
So Mike Trout, Mookie Betts, J.D. Martinez. Those guys are all good at baseball. Most of you guys know that those guys are good at baseball. But they're in very, very good spots tonight on this four-game slate, and I am going to attempt to play all three of them in all of my lineups.
Wow.
Or the majority of my lineups, for sure.
Now, you might think, well, that's almost impossible. It's not, because my contrarian starting pitcher of the day was even more ridiculous. And it fits perfectly with your strategy, Mike. We are working together. Jaime Barria starting for the Angels, $4,000 on DraftKings, going up against an Orioles team that has been one of the worst in baseball against right-handed pitching this year. They also get a serious negative park shift factor being in Anaheim as they have been. I think we can play Barria and play all three of your outfielders on FanDuel.
Definitely. I think that that's the way we're going to go. And, you know, he is still a contrarian play because of, you know, his experience in Major League Baseball and really kind of the matchup too. But he's minus 170. He is the largest favorite on this four-game slate by a wide margin. So I think it makes a ton of sense here. And I'm excited about it because I get to play Trout, Betts, and J.D. Martinez.
Trout, Betts, J.D. Martinez. You will not get to play them all, though, on DraftKings because we start our lineups with our dong chasers picks. Mike, you caught a dong from Bryce Harper and decided today you're going to go out on a limb.
I'm going out on a limb, and I'm going to take Mike Trout against Chris Tillman. Look, Mike Trout is the best player in baseball. There's four games on the slate. It's a good matchup for him. They're the highest implied team total by a pretty wide margin. Actually, they're tied with the Red Sox, but they have the highest implied team total, and you can't go wrong with Mike Trout. So give me Mike Trout.
Adam Azer took J.D. Martinez against a lefty. I could have made it easy and just taken Mookie Betts, so we could have played all three of the guys you wanted. But I don't believe that Sean Manaea is as good as his numbers show so far. He is a left-handed pitcher. He is facing Nelson Cruz, who rakes against lefties. You see Cruz's numbers against lefties aren't quite as good so far this year. You look at his batted ball data, 65% hard contact rate against left-handed pitchers. Nelson Cruz is going to Dongtown.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely ready for a breakout against left-handed pitching again. And I say it's a breakout. It's really just back to where his baseline is and where he's really been his entire career. But I think this is a really good spot for him tonight, as I do think he will be a lot lower owned than he should be on a four-game slate against a left-handed pitcher.
And you moved into a second solid place in the standings. Chris Towers leads, but he is on vacation, and I'm not going to the trouble of trying to communicate picks with him when he's out of town. I'm sure he's doing very important things anyway, so we'll let him get back in the contest on Monday. So we've pretty much locked in Barria on both sides due to our strategy with outfielders. On FanDuel, we're going to start with Trout, J.D. Martinez, Mookie Betts, Nelson Cruz, and Jaime Barria. On DraftKings, we'll start with Cruz, Trout, and Martinez. We will need another starting pitcher, though. You've got Sean Manaea. You've got David Price, Reynaldo Lopez, and maybe Mike Minor could be considered, although if you want to play Betts and Martinez, I don't think he really could. It's a four-game slate. I don't think there's any problem at all with using a starting pitcher and a hitter going against each other. You almost have to.
Yeah, I don't think that's a problem at all. You know, looking at the pricing and everything there, I think you could even get away with on DraftKings playing Sean Manaea and Nelson Cruz together. You know, look, if I expect Manaea to get beat up a little bit, I would expect that Nelson Cruz would be the guy that does that beating around there. So I think that I have no issue playing both of them despite the price tags on both of them.
Well, let's just do it. Let's just lock Mania in. We've got 39.20 remaining per player on DraftKings. Are you just looking for the cheapest catcher? I kind of like Wellington Castillo if he plays against Odorizzi.
Yeah, so I think that he's the best option if the game plays. We got to watch the weather a little bit. And it really depends on what you're trying to do elsewhere. If I'm looking for the cheap catcher, I think that I'm probably going to end up with Christian Vasquez, who I do expect to be in the Red Sox lineup. He's only 2,300. If you do that, you can literally play anyone else you want in this lineup. That's kind of where it's going to be for me. If price isn't a concern, then I'm certainly going to be looking to Wellington Castillo in that matchup against Jake Odorizzi.
You like all these Red Sox. You mentioned if price isn't a concern. David Price is $1,500 less than Sean Manaea. Any interest in him?
Yeah, I do have some interest in David Price tonight. The Rangers aren't great against left-handed pitching. They've got a few guys that are good, but I don't believe that they're really a top team against left-handed pitching. But the real thing that is going to help David Price tonight is you've got the wind blowing in at 12 miles per hour. And I think that's a pretty good spot, and it really is going to help him keep the ball in the park there despite playing on the road in Texas.
Let's move on to first base then. You said we can play whoever we want. I like Jose Abreu against Odorizzi. I like Hanley Ramirez fine against Minor. Who is your favorite first baseman tonight?
I have Hanley Ramirez projected slightly higher, but I have Abreu as slightly better value, which is funny when you hear that because they're so close in price. So it is literally a coin flip. How I'm going to decide on this matchup here is if I want to have that true Boston stack and then also the weather in Chicago. If it looks like we're going to really be dealing with delays and all that with the rain there, then I'll probably lean towards Hanley Ramirez. Out of all the positions tonight, this is by far the closest one. It's these two guys and really a large gap after them. And they're essentially identical. So I like both, and I will probably have exposure to both Ramirez and Jose Abreu.
Now, over on FanDuel, we're going to need more value plays, obviously, because we've got four studs in the outfield and utility. Is this a place where you play a catcher instead of a first baseman?
I think that it's possible that we could play a catcher, especially if we get... if we know that the weather's going to hold off, Wellington Castillo at 2,300 makes a ton of sense. He's going to have the most favorable lineup spot out of any catcher tonight, probably going to hit fifth or sixth. So that's probably where we would go if we were looking for a catcher to save some money on FanDuel.
Moving on to second base, I kind of like Ian Kinsler going up against Chris Tillman, just 3,200 on FanDuel. Are you looking cheap or are you looking one of the high-dollar guys at second base?
I'm going with Ian Kinsler for sure. That's the number one target for me at second base. The only other thing that I could see myself doing if we had to would be playing someone like Jace Peterson against Berea just because of the price point. If Peterson's going to hit second like he has been, I don't think that's the worst play in the world, even though it's against your pitcher, if it allows you to get one of the other bigger names in those final three spots.
I expect Matt Chapman's going to be pretty close to the chalk going up against bad lefty Wade LeBlanc tonight. He's $500 less than Matt Davidson on FanDuel, so I think that makes a lot of sense. Over on DraftKings, he's $100 more. I think Davidson will be underowned, and I prefer him.
So I think Davidson will be underowned. Again, we got to watch the weather there. I think this game will play. There might be some delay. If I'm going to play Davidson, I want to make sure that I'm probably going to go ahead and put Abreu in at first base also. I want to have both of those guys in the same lineup together if I do that. But I do agree that Davidson should be lower owned than Chapman on DraftKings.
And at shortstop, are you just choosing between Bogarts and Machado?
If you have the salary cap, yes. If not, then I think that you can punt it with someone like Tim Anderson. It's just kind of... really depends on, again, the weather and what you want to do at the other position, whether you're going to play a catcher or you're going to try and pay up for someone like Jose Abreu.
Well, let's just look at these lineups then, because I think we're going to have different decisions to make on different sites. We've got Berea and Manaea on DraftKings, Vasquez at catcher, Jose Abreu at first, Ian Kinsler at second, Matt Davidson at third, Nelson Cruz in the outfield, Trout and JD Martinez. I'm going to go ahead and say on DraftKings. Bogart's 5,200. Machado is 5,100. Who's your favorite?
I'm probably going to play Bogarts just because I want more exposure to the Boston Red Sox against the lefty Minor. And I really, you know, as much as I like Machado, I'm not, you know, if you don't have to put someone against your pitcher from a game theory perspective, it doesn't really make sense to do it when you have Bogarts projected so similarly to Machado. So I think, you know, as long as we're playing Barea at pitcher, I think you kind of have to lean towards Bogarts.
And the nice thing there, you have $300 left over. So if you need to switch off of Davidson and Abreu and go to Chapman and Hanley Ramirez, it's not that hard to do it.
Yeah, I know. It's very flexible tonight. Like I said, it's a really interesting four-game slate. We do have a ton of options in the hitting. Like, you look at your lineup as far as the hitters go, and you're going to feel pretty good about the lineups you're submitting tonight.
We don't have quite as many options over on FanDuel. We started with Barea, Wellington Castillo, Ian Kinsler, Mike Trout, JD Martinez, Mookie Betts, and Nelson Cruz. We have 2,600 remaining for a third baseman and a shortstop. That's not a great place to be. I'm looking at the cheaper options at third base. I mean, there's a chance that we get Danny Valencia in the lineup. I think that's possible.
I think it's probably Pedro Alvarez is the guy that's probably going to be in the lineup there at 2,400. Again, he's against our pitcher, but because of the value that you're getting there, I think that it makes sense in this spot.
And that's not going to work because that leaves you 2,800 for a shortstop. The only shortstop that's going to play tonight under 3,000 is Tim Anderson at 2,900. I personally think what I do in this situation, there's not a second baseman right after Kinsler that I feel near as good about. I think I'd probably just go with Vasquez on FanDuel as well.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. That's what we're going to have to do. That extra $200 is needed. And, you know, having another Boston Red Sox in there is not a bad thing tonight. I like them quite a bit, so I like that move.
So on FanDuel, we've got Barea, Vasquez, Kinsler, Alvarez, Anderson, Trout, JD Martinez, Mookie Betts, and Nelson Cruz. We've got a little extra time here, Mike, and I know there may be some people out there that are uncomfortable playing Barea tonight. I think that's understandable. It could be a bad place to be in. Well, I'm going to try real quick to just run through this same process with our Dong Chasers picks and Manaea on FanDuel, and with our Dong Chasers picks and Manaea and Price on DraftKings. Just give maybe a slightly chalkier lineup in terms of starting pitcher for the people that don't feel comfortable starting with Barea. Think we can do that?
Yeah, we can definitely do that. It makes a lot of sense. Let's do it.
So we will start off with Sean Manaea, Mike Trout, and Nelson Cruz in the outfield. We have talked not at all about outfield value so far today because we filled up both our outfielders before we even chose the starting pitchers. Do you have any outfielder values? Again, we're not worried about whether we're going up against Barea now or not.
There's not a ton of outfield value tonight. Usually we have a lot on FanDuel, but tonight, you know, just looking at the names you've also, after that, you've got Justin Upton, Chris Davis, Benintendi. There's a ton of expensive outfielders tonight. The one that stands out the most would be Nick Delmonico, 2,500 for the White Sox. I think that's probably one of the better values, should hit around fifth against Odorizzi. Other than that, Cole Calhoun, we've talked about him. He's been shifted all the way down to eighth in the lineup, but he's someone that at 2,300, there's still a good value that exists there. So those are the two that probably stand out the most to me in terms of needing outfield value on FanDuel.
Yeah, and I think we are going to, I've got one here. It's 3,000. It's probably a little bit too much, but I think Delino DeShields against Price, who's just not missing as many bats as he used to, at $3,000, if we have a little bit of room later, that's not a bad way to go.
No, it's definitely not a bad way to go. If we have the room and it fits there, I have no issue playing Dwayne DeShields against David Price.
I still think this is a lineup. If you're starting with Manaea at pitcher, it's not a bad idea on FanDuel to play Wellington Castillo. Again, we're kind of assuming that game is going to play. And I think people are going to see why we decided to go with the strategy we did beforehand, Mike. The lineup with Manaea is just gross once you've exposed yourself to what Barea can bring into your life.
Oh, yeah. It's really, really not comfortable. You know, Manaea is on the road. I think everyone pretty clearly understands that while we don't think he sucks, he's definitely been pitching over his head to this point in the season. You know, it's you don't feel great about locking Manaea in there. So I personally do prefer the other strategy tonight. But, you know, we can definitely still move forward with this. It's not as easy as it normally is on a four-game slate because there are so many stud hitters on this slate.
So here's what I've got. I've got Manaea, Wellington Castillo, Ian Kinsler, Pedro Alvarez, Tim Anderson, Mike Trout, Nelson Cruz, and Nicky Delmonico. And we have 3,300 four-hour utility. A lot of names in that range. You've got Trey Mancini going up against Berea. You've got Joey Gallo, Jurickson Profar, Stephen Piscotty, Albert Pujols. Who's your favorite on FanDuel in that $3,300 range?
I mean, at this point, it might even be Max Kepler for the Minnesota Twins, if he, you know, assuming he's in the lineup there, or Mancini. I mean, look, the other strategy tonight is probably going to be build yourself a Baltimore Orioles stack, just in case everything goes wrong with Berea, which is certainly a possible outcome. So I think at this point, you know, knowing that we're fading Berea in this lineup, I'd probably actually just throw Trey Mancini in there.
And I think you can build a little bit of a White Sox stack over on DraftKings pretty easily. We started off with Manaea and Price. You've got Vasquez. You can play Jose Abreu at first, Trout, Cruz, and Delmonico in the outfield. We have 3,266 remaining for three different offensive positions.
Yeah, you can definitely get hitters that cheap tonight. They're not the ones that you want after we started building those other lineups, but there's definitely options available. And you know, really, as far as finishing out those kind of lineups like that, when you're paying up for starting pitching, you really just need to be sensitive to the actual lineups that the teams release and really just try to maximize plate appearances on a slate like this.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way you could look at it for now is very similar to what we did on FanDuel. Abreu, Peterson, Alvarez, Anderson, Trout, Delmonico, and Cruz. I'm just going to play Berea. Like, I understand if some of you don't want to roll the dice tonight, but I'm rolling the dice with Berea.
Yeah, I mean, look, that's definitely where I'm at. I'm playing Berea. You know, I'm a big Sean Manaea supporter. I always have been. But the fact is he's certainly pitched over his head. Regression, you know, not disaster is not coming most likely, but some regression to where he probably should be around his baseline for his career is certainly coming. And I don't feel great about Sean Manaea tonight.
I don't either. That's good. I don't feel great about four game slates. The good news is tomorrow we will have another full slate for you on a Friday. Can't wait.